This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visits a southern border detention center and claims to see migrants and asylum seekers drinking water from toilets.
They should be given water. They should be given basic access to human rights.
Federal officials concede that the detention centers are cramped, but they're denying most of what Ocasio-Cortez claims to have seen. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
I'm glad she's saying it's horrible down at the border. We've been saying that now for 2 years.
Gidley blaming Democrats for not agreeing to change laws that are drawing migrants to the southern border seeking asylum. President Trump's campaign and the GOP raising $105 million in the year's second quarter, giving the president a big edge over Democratic competitors who've divided donors in the 2020 presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump saying the U.S. Census plays a key role in determining how government resources are spent, suggesting that the administration may delay the 2020 survey after the Supreme Court recently blocked the administration from adding a question about citizenship status to the decennial survey. The president said at the White House yesterday,
so you can ask other things, but you can't ask whether or not somebody's a citizen. So we are trying to do that. We're looking at that very strongly.
Jury deliberations are set to resume today in the trial against a Navy SEAL accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter in Iraq and firing on Iraqi civilians. Closing arguments delivered yesterday in the war crimes trial of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. Prosecutors summing up their case against him by highlighting text messages he reportedly sent to other SEALs in which he seemed to admit to stabbing to death a wounded ISIS fighter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group of Republican state senators skip town as they protest a climate change bill. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Oregon Republican state senators made national news when they left the state to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The senators were threatened by the governor numerous times to come back, and they did once the legislative session was over, and now the bill is essentially dead. Oregon Republican Senator Tim Knopf was one of the senators hiding out. He tells Fox News where he was hiding.
I ended up in four different states, but ultimately landed in Idaho at Lake Coeur d'Alene. The reason we left is because the governor said that she would arrest her political opponents if we didn't come back to the Capitol. And obviously we were having a constitutional, peaceful political protest, and we just felt like that we had to be in safe and secure locations.
The Vatican issuing a stern reminder to priests around the world world. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
It's reaffirming Catholic policy that priests cannot reveal what they've heard in confession under any circumstances, regardless of any government attempts to get the information. The church putting out the document Monday in apparent response to some efforts by Australia and some other governments to get priests to open up in cases of sexual abuse. The document approved by Pope Francis maintains the secret of confession comes directly from divine law and no exceptions can be made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, how you doing? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, we're going to talk about beauty, all right? It's often been said, it's in the eye of the beholder, but no doubt that, you know, we are so consumed by beauty these days, and there's something, you know, quite hollow about the way we approach it, if you've noticed. It's all about the external and temporal, for that matter. And so you might ask yourself, because our next guest did ask this question, what is beautiful? You know, we spend our money on beauty products, weight loss programs, age-defying medical interventions to attain beauty. We set impossible standards and feel bad about ourselves when we don't reach them. Is beauty truly that elusive, or could it be that our idea of what's beautiful is simply too narrow? Now, her book that Rebecca Friedlander has written really focuses on women, but I tell you, as you read it, you can see the application to both sexes, because we're all driven these days by the external in so many ways. Now, Rebecca Friedlander, author of the book Finding Beautiful, Discovering Authentic Beauty Around the World, a little bit of her background. She's been in full-time ministry for some 15 years. As a worship leader, she's copyrighted more than 300 songs, released 13 CDs, also a film producer and award-winning photographer. And it is her Radical Makeovers TV series that motivated this book, and it now comes to life. And Rebecca, welcome to the show. How are you?
You, I'm doing great. Thrilled to be here.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'm excited to, you know, what you've done here in this book. I mean, it's quite touching. You have really discovered, and I'm sure it must have been tough for you as you were going through, because, you know, from your TV series, you had to extract 12 women of various ethnicities and backgrounds to feature in Finding Beautiful. Tell us about how you did that.
Yes, so I took a trip around the world to different locations and interviewed 50 women and did makeovers and photo shoots with each one of them that tied into their story. So we did before and after pictures that went along with their discovery before and after, how they really stepped into beauty and identity and God's yes and love through their life. And so pulled 12 of those stories and went into a little bit more depth, and really pulled Bible stories as well that kind of went along with the theme of their story. It really takes the reader on this travel around the world journey and discovery for themselves about what your beauty is.
Yeah, what we realize, Rebecca, is that no matter where you go and what language you speak, there seems to be some consistency here. And that is that we have forsaken God's intent and vision and promise and purpose that he has for our lives. And we've decided to let go of that, as the book of Romans says, and buy into the lie of the current culture that wants to look at beauty only from an outside perspective, a temporal perspective, not from an eternal one, right?
Absolutely. And I think across the board, there's a culture shift going on right now. I did a bunch of street interviews before even doing interviews with the women. And I would just call people up to people in Los Angeles or in London and just ask people on the street, what is your definition of the word beautiful? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people said, oh, it's being confident, being comfortable in your own skin. And then I would ask them, do you think our culture is the job of defining women? I'm defining beauty for women today. And across the board, the answer was no. And sometimes people will either break into laughter and say, absolutely not. And so I think that there's a hunger in our culture right now to step into that place and define beauty. And of course, what an opportunity for us as believers to step in and go, oh, I have the answer for that.
Yes, exactly.
You can still unlock that for you.
Well, and that's the thing. And I can tell you, as a male type, you know, this is indicative and it's endemic to our wiring, is that we admire beauty. We admire God's creation. It, you know, as much as adventure is a part of the male makeup, but we appreciate beauty. And there is something about inner beauty that transcends it all. That, I think in some part, you know, people may have had it right in terms of some sense of confidence, but it's more than that. It is the total package that emanates from the inside out. And let me tell you, guys know when they come in contact with that kind of beauty.
That's encouraging.
I want you to know that, really. I mean,
yes,
you know,
super. It's good. And you know, I really think we wanted to. I didn't want to write another Christian book that says, you know, don't focus on the outside, just focus on the inside, and that's true beauty. You know, we really wanted to talk about the whole gamut of beauty. So beauty is enjoying being fashionable. It's enjoying expressing beauty in a way that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the outside as well as the inside. But it also comes back to, like, wow, we have narrowed our definition of beauty so much that we're not including the things that are really fulfilling that God has given us, like beautiful adventure. Every one of the chapters in the book, there's beautiful security. Some of them are entitled, you know, beautiful trust. What does it mean to be a trustworthy friend? You know, to ask some of these women, what is beautiful to you today? Some of them said, oh, kindness. And just being a good friend, or being at peace and at rest and secure, even in difficult places, that is beautiful. And so I think we kind of creating a new tribe of people who are ready to redefine this term for women today.
Well, you have raised an awareness of, you know, of women who have been affected by, you know, by this culture, by the order of the day. They've abandoned godly principles and have, you know, as the song says, looked for love in all the wrong places and looked for that that vacancy that they've had, that hole in their heart, and have tried to fill it with external things and not realizing that it is from the inside out, and that when the inside is covered, it's almost miraculous what happens to the outward. And your book, it's quite the discovery, and I found it quite compelling as I was reading the stories. I mean, you talk about makeovers from the inside out, the way you approach them to find out what it was, because in some cases, these women were naturally beautiful, but they didn't carry themselves accordingly, because they were carrying with them the pain and heartache of things that had happened in their childhood.
Right. And I would ask them for words that define the place that they were, you know, back in the day where they didn't feel beautiful. And those words would often be ugly. And I had one girl who said monstrous. And
and yet another girl said she was trapped. She was trapped, you know?
Yeah. And then I would fast forward and say, okay, so God has done this work in your life, keeping you on this journey. Sometimes it involves brokenness. Sometimes it involves stepping into a new place in their life. And I would say, so what is beauty for you today? And they would give me words like worthy and loved and chosen. And they just began to give me these words that have brought them peace and had nothing to do with their faith. You know, it had nothing to do with their outside, you know, expression of beauty. And yet, as I took those pictures that represented them, it was this huge shift in their persona, and they just radiated the joy of
exactly.
the Lord.
Exactly. Isn't that cool? That's so awesome. Look, before you go and spend more money on beauty products, you need to hear, and actually, you need to get your hands on her book, Finding Beautiful, Discovering Authentic Beauty Around the World. But listen, because we've got part two with Rebecca Friedlander coming up, talking about these transformations and these wonderful stories to share with you right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
are, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we continue to discover and find beautiful. In finding beautiful, discovering authentic beauty around the world, Rebecca Friedlander continues with us. She's been in ministry for over 15 years as a worship leader. She's also an accomplished film producer, award-winning photographer, and her productions include Seize TV, Girl Perfect, Pioneers, of course, a TV series that she did about beauty called Radical Makeovers, and that was kind of the motivation and the seed for this book in Finding Beautiful. Rebecca, you know, I think it's quite interesting that the devil would go after women. I mean, he went after Eve in the garden, and there must be a significant reason in God's ultimate plan for the important role that women play, number one. And number two, that there is a vulnerability that he's aware of, and he seems to know exactly what to attack and what to go after when it comes to women, does he not?
I would so agree with that, and I think there's a lot of theological answers that I could give, but I think probably simply is women carry a very special representation of the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And that nurturing and that ability to give and receive love, in particular for women, is very unique, and it captures something of the Holy Spirit and of the presence of God that he created when he created us in his image. And so obviously the enemy wants to undermine. I think if you look at the lies, you're able to discern the truth really quickly. If you step right back and look at the lies, I would sit down with these women. I would give them a piece of cardboard or a mirror or something to write on at the end of our interview. And I'd say, give me some words that explain and define where you were when you felt stuck in this place of inferiority. And they would give me words like trapped and trailer trash and broken and addicted. And then I would say, okay, now what are some words that define you today? And they would give me words like whole and beautiful and worthy and loved and chosen. And those are things that you can put on with, you know, a makeover on your face.
Yes.
It happens in your heart when you actually shift the things that you're believing. And so I think what I discovered was the enemy has the same lies that he puts on women all around the world, regardless of their culture. And he's not super creative. He just kind of tells people their worth and value. And I'm sure this extends to men as well. It just looks a little bit different. But then the idea of when people step into their destiny and find their value, you know, that's the very thing that the enemy wants to undermine because it's so precious to God.
Well, you think about why God created woman, because he knew there was something in man that was missing, and woman is his completer, the perfect complement and fulfillment in a sense of God's creation and intent for man, that they are hand in glove together. And when that happens, that is mystical. It is powerful. The devil knows that if he can get in between that, then he can somehow make God into a liar. Because then we go back to that incredible question that profoundly echoes through the millennia, you know, from the Garden of Eden, did God really say? Now, Adam and Eve had an idea of what God had said. Sadly, today, there are too many people that do not have an idea of what God said. So I imagine as you're talking to some of these women and you are sharing with them, you know, what God says about them, this is like new news. They've never heard this before. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about it is because the way God has designed us is that we can discern the truth. And, you know, as the word says, the word goes out and finds its match. And what you're sharing with them are words of power and conversion that find its match within the spirits of these women, that gives them that, you know, that revelatory moment, that oh yeah moment that's inarguable, that says, man, I'm not sure what that means, but I know that's something significant that I need to apprehend and really understand, right?
Absolutely. And I think just running down the names of the chapters, every one of these has a story. Beautiful security, beautiful daughter, beautiful adventure, beautiful already, beautiful worth, beautiful trust, beautiful exchange, beautiful warrior, beautiful vulnerability, beautiful dreams. I mean, all of these have this place in our heart that we're looking to fill. And if we can understand that those are things that we have in Christ, those are the treasures that we have that are hidden in Christ. Anything that I really wanted to conquer in this book was kind of bridge the idea or restate the idea that true beauty, authentic beauty and identity really comes from Christ. Yes. I didn't want to just write a book and just say, oh, you know what? You're beautiful just because you're God's creation. You're his handiwork. That is so true. Mm. But we step into the fullness of our identity when we step into Christ and we make that conscious choice to make him our Lord and Master. And we're like, yes, God, I want to walk with you. At that point, he really begins to unwrap beauty right. and what that is for us. And it's so much more powerful than anything that the world can offer to us.
And what I appreciate here in your stories, as the women are blessed, they are, in a sense, charged to go out and be a blessing. Take what God has given them and, yeah. and pay it forward, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. You know, I talked to one woman, and she said, you know, I was always told as a kid that beauty is being nice or being kind. And she's like, you know what? Being kind or, you know, just being kind in itself never really helped anybody. But she's like, when you become a conduit to give love away, that is truly beautiful.
Right.
And like there's a difference about being just kind of a nice person, whether and standing up in who Christ says you to be, and then saying, wow, I know who I am, and from that place, I'm going to give love away.
Hmm. Yeah. And the love that is given is so genuine. As you say, in going through these chapters, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, these are all very powerful, and they will bring you to tears in some of these stories to understand and appreciate, you know, the things that they have experienced, these women, individually, all, you know, 12 different women, and not all in one location, these different parts of the world, and how the stories, how they interweave and they seem to be consistent. Like, for example, in Chapter 5, you talk about beautiful worth. We got a couple of minutes. So I'm going to let you focus on that for just a moment.
Oh, I love this story. This is a story about Catherine. And she grew up as a little girl who was very kind of oppressed, I would say, in her own sense of beauty. You know, she didn't want to be like the other kids who were going after the beauty of the world. So she kind of stifled it in her own heart because she thought, you know, if I don't try, then I won't be disappointed. And so she found her own little creative ways to express beauty, but she constantly felt kind of walking through life with her head down. And then after she got married, she ended up having 7 miscarriages, 4 of them in 1 year. And so she thought, man, you know, I can't even be successful as a mother. She goes through this whole place of discouragement. And actually, after one of her miscarriages, she finally just kind of breaks down. She's like, God, like, I don't understand why you don't just put $1,000 in my bank account to help me, you know, navigate, help me cope with life, you know. And she's just crying out to God, and she's just really pouring out her heart. And her husband comes up to her and says, you know what, you know, you're wanting to be this really strong person inside. But what if God, as your father, just wants you to just rest in his arms and call him daddy and not have to try to be the strong one, but just be weak and let him hold you and let him comfort you?
Wow.
And somebody put a random $1,000 in her bank account the next day as well. So it's a crazy story. But from that came this music. She's a worship leader, recording artist today, that ended up touching thousands of lives from this book in place, and from this place where she's like, okay, beautiful is not having to be the strong one. Beautiful is actually letting God love you and allowing him to just wrap you in his arms even when you don't feel strong.
Isn't that what it's all about?
Isn't that,
I mean, that's the bottom line of it, isn't it? In finding beautiful, discovering authentic beauty around the world. Rebecca Friedlander, she did go around the world. And you've got 12 incredible stories, life stories, probably in many ways sound maybe a lot like yours. You've got to check it out. I highly recommend it. Rebecca Friedlander, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
My pleasure.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visits a southern border detention center and claims to see migrants and asylum seekers drinking water from toilets.
They should be given water. They should be given basic access to human rights.
Federal officials concede that the detention centers are cramped, but they're denying most of what Ocasio-Cortez claims to have seen. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
I'm glad she's saying it's horrible down at the border. We've been saying that now for 2 years.
Gidley blaming Democrats for not agreeing to change laws that are drawing migrants to the southern border seeking asylum. President Trump's campaign and the GOP raising $105 million in the year's second quarter, giving the president a big edge over Democratic competitors who've divided donors in the 2020 presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, summertime is here, and that means spending a lot of time outdoors. But who wants to spend time maintaining their outdoor living space when you can be enjoying it, right? Well, here are some tips on how to create a low-maintenance backyard paradise. Is the host of today's Homeowner TV and Radio, Danny Lippert. Hey, Danny, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Glad to be back with you.
Always good to have you here with all your great ideas. So what do you think is the most dreaded chore for homeowners when it comes to their outdoor living space?
Well, it's certainly no fun in cleaning the outside of your house and keeping it clean, but it is so important in maintaining things. That way you can see if there's any damage or anything you need to address. And recently on my television show, we taped this episode where we had a deck. It was in really bad shape. I mean, I didn't even want to walk over it. There was so much rotten wood. But what we did, and a lot of people don't realize you can do this, is we removed the top deck boards. Then we made sure that the framing underneath was in good shape. And then we actually went back over it with a composite decking. And this particular decking is from Trex. It's called Enhance. But it's a lower price composite decking, because that's one of the things that hindered that whole category of building material. A little expensive. Well, this is a lot more reasonable. And I'm telling you, it looks fantastic. And the good thing about it, maintenance free, all you really need to do is wash it with soap and water maybe once a year.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great idea. We've been in cleanup mode here, you know, because we're in Florida getting ready for hurricane season, right? So we got all this foliage and everything else. We've been having fun cutting back, you know. It's been all kinds of fun.
But that's smart to do that, because especially any of the trees or shrubs that are too close to the house, because when you get those higher winds, that can just completely destroy a roof by raking back and forth, even in winds that are not hurricane force, mm-hmm. and still cause a lot of damage. So that's a good proactive homeowner there, Bill.
Well, hey, we get a good little positive check mark on that one, Danny. Thank you. Speaking of yard work, you know, as you say, it's up there on the list of our least favorite chores. So how do we make yard work more manageable?
Well, it's kind of like a carpenter. You know, a carpenter has so many different specialty tools in their toolbox for specialty things. That's a key thing there. What I like to do, I discovered Ames Tools many, many years ago. Of course, it's kind of cool when you think about Americana. Ames is the third oldest company in the United States. 1767 that they started making tools, and now they have such a variety of tools. I mean, they have your regular rakes, but then they have another rake that's really small that you're able to reach into your flower bed and clean it up without getting down on your hands and knees. And speaking of not getting on your hands and knees, they also have this really cool stand-up weeder. So you're able to just put this little device right over a weed, and then you push down on it with your foot, and it pulls the weed right out. So you can go along and pluck a lot of those weeds out without having to use any chemicals and so forth. And also the handles, and you know how everybody has gone for more ergonomic handles and even had the gel kind of handles. But it's amazing. Next time you're in Home Depot, you can check it out, because they've got a tremendous display in there. And the good thing is they're very reasonably priced as well.
What's going on, Danny? Are DIYers that we're just not, we don't like blisters on our hands after hard work in the backyard anymore? We're getting soft. We want gel handles now. Is this what it's come down to?
That's exactly right. We're getting a little soft here and there, but it's still, you know, that's one of the things about like Father's Day recently, people talking about giving gifts to someone that makes them work. Well, you know, we're going to do the work anyway. So if you get a gift that makes that project or whatever chore you might be doing a little easier, then that's a pretty good gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. Well, hey, what about those bare spots in our lawn in our backyard? What do you suggest there that we do?
Well, I'll tell you what I like. I mean, I love an instant gratification. So sod, going out with another one of the Ames tools is a landscape border edger that you can go along and cut the little sections, the size sod pieces that you might be buying, and then dig that out. And what I like to do is go along and dig out all the bare spots, and then I can measure, see exactly how much sod I need, go pick it up, and then put it right in place and water it. But you can also take a steel tine rake and rake pretty aggressively, and then spread seeds out over the yard and put a little bit of dirt on top of it and keep it watered. You may have to be a little more patient to make that happen. But one of the best things, and people just don't aerate enough, you can rent an aerator, and then it just knocks all these plugs out of your ground. Looks terrible for a day or two, but if the golf course is all across the country, you're
exactly.
doing it on a regular basis, it has to be a good thing. It really helps to get those nutrients down into the roots of that grass.
Hey, Danny, what ideas do you have to make the most of our outdoor retreat? I mean, you know, we love, you know, summertime, you sit back in the backyard, mint juleps, maybe a little toddy there. There's nothing like being able to enjoy the backyard if it's landscaped just the way you like it, and it's a great retreat on a, you know, a regular evening basis. What can we do to add to the experience?
Well, Bill, you can have the best-looking deck, the best-looking landscape yard, but if the mosquitoes show up to the party, nobody's going to have any fun. So I'll tell you something I found out about a few years ago. Rosemary, the plant rosemary, it's an attractive plant. It smells really, really good, but to have a container of rosemary out on your patio will help repel mosquitoes, especially if you take just a few little clippings and then soak it in water. You're out there grilling anyway, so put a little bit of this of these soaked clippings on your hot grill, and the fragrance is great, but also the smoke will keep the mosquitoes away. Of course, you know, you want to make sure you don't have any standing water around anywhere that will help the mosquitoes breed, but other than that, but it's kind of cool. Rosemary is a really nice non-chemical way of repelling those mosquitoes.
I love that idea. What about the no-see-ums? Does it repel the no-see-ums as well?
Well, it'll help quite a bit. Any of the smoke like that will help considerably. And also a fan. You know, having a fan, moving some air is a great way to, especially on the no-see-ums. But sometimes they're just so bad, you just about can't do anything about them.
No, you're exactly right. Any other last-minute ideas you may have up your sleeve there, Danny, to share with us?
Well, certainly when we go back to, you know, what we first started talking about is cleaning. If you do that on a regular basis, pressure washers are good, but they also can cause a lot of damage. So if you use a pressure washer, take a little time to really look at some of the safety, guidelines on it to make sure you're not causing any damage. And once you get a pressure washer, you're going to end up pressure washing everything, your sidewalks, your cars, your boats, your driveways. So that's another great present for someone that might be expecting a present soon.
Yeah, be careful. Don't pressure wash your dog. You know, that could be dangerous.
No dogs or kids that have been playing out in the ground there.
I know it's tempting. I know it's tempting, but we got to be careful. Well, Danny, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show and updating us on all these great ideas. Where can the folks go for more information?
I would love for you to drop by our website at todayshomeowner.com. A lot of ideas there to help your summer be the best one you've ever had.
Well, today's Homeowner TV and Radio, Danny Lipford is with us. As always, we really appreciate his time and insight. And, hey, let's make it fun and beautiful and have a great summer out there, right?
That's absolutely right. And I certainly appreciate being on your show again, Bill.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need that worries. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Moore joins us now, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about those dirty little secrets of the Green New Deal, huh?
Well, first of all, it's gigantically expensive, and you know, we estimate that the that agenda could cost trillions of dollars over the next 5 or 10 years. But more importantly, you know, there's no way to have a Green New Deal if we don't have the minerals that we need. The strategic minerals that are required for batteries, for solar panels, for wind turbines for, also necessary for our telecommunications, our cell phones, all of that stuff really requires these strategic minerals. And right now we're almost wholly dependent on China and Russia for those minerals, even though we have more of them than any other country in the world.
Exactly. And China is threatening to cut us off of those minerals, are they not?
Exactly. As part of the trade negotiations, China is now, remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember what I am, in the 1970s when the Arabs, had the embargo of oil against us and it crippled our economy. Well, now they're threatening, we've got the Chinese and the Russians threatening the same thing with the minerals, and it's really preposterous when you think about it that we're dependent on our two enemies for these vital resources when we have so many of them here in the United States. And I would make the case, by the way, that if we were mining for these minerals, we estimate there's as much as $5 to $6 trillion of these minerals. That would mean a lot of jobs, a lot of economic growth, we could use some of the royalties that, because a lot of the minerals are on federal land, so we could you know, the government could charge royalties to these companies, and so we could actually reduce our national debt. So it's a win-win-win, and yet we're not doing it.
Exactly. Well, by the way, thank you very much for thinking. I'm not old enough to know. So, hey, I'll take that as a compliment. You made my day. That's okay. No, hey, I went through it. I was there in the 70s, a little bit later, too, when it was odd and even days going to the gas tanks. Remember those days?
Yeah. And
how much fun was that?
You know, the Arabs used it. You know, they had that cartel, OPEC, that could, you know, deny us the energy we needed. And we would have thought we would have learned the lesson that we'd never want to be dependent on other countries for our vital resources. And yet, here we are, the country richest in the world in mineral resources in Wyoming and California and Connecticut and Montana, and yet we're not using those resources, and it's just a waste, and it's a missed opportunity for the U.S.
Well, look what we've done with oil. You know, thank God President Trump. I mean,
exactly.
Steve, you imagine if we were having to deal with what we're looking at right now with Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, and having to be so beholden to the oil going through that channel?
Boy, is that a great point. You know, you're exactly right, and, you know, that's why these people say, oh, no fracking, you know, no horizontal drilling, no shale oil and gas. I mean, what do they want? They want the United States to be dependent on all of these other, you know, nations like Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Russia for our oil and gas. I mean, thank God we have the shale revolution. And by the way, that's made America the number one producer in the world now of oil and gas, which is a wonderful and welcome development. And my point is, Bill, we can do the same thing with minerals that we've done with oil. We, instead of importing the stuff, we could be exporting it.
Exactly. How far away, realistically, if we push the pedal to the metal, could we be in realizing
that? That's a good question, because, you know, I was looking at some and talking to people in the mining, you know, the U.S. Mining Agency, and they were saying, you know, in the U.S. it can take 10 years to get a mining permit. 10 years.
Wow.
You know, and these other countries like Australia.
Hey, that's why they're all going. That's why they're opening up lemonade stands, because they can do that now a little bit sooner, right?
Yeah.
Comparatively.
So, you know, and I looked at other countries, you know, you know, China, Russia, you know, Australia, the African countries, they can do it in 6 months. And so, you know, that puts us at a real disadvantage. And the point of my piece was the irony of this, which is that you can't have a green energy revolution without these minerals, and yet we can't have the minerals because the environmentalists won't let us mine for them.
Exactly. So then, but, you know, hey, what's $30, $60 trillion amongst friends? I guess that'll make that happen. You know, the dangerous thing, Steve, see if this impacts you the same way, is AOC, who gets a lot of notoriety from her tweets, versus Donald Trump, who also gets a tremendous amount of notoriety and power from his tweeting as well.
Right.
The difference between the two is Donald Trump's tweets have substance. What AOC is doing, she's getting attention, but then when you get into detail of what she wants, it's like, you know, for somebody who is an econ graduate, you know, it's like, wait a minute, did you, like, even go to class to get your degree or what?
Well, the problem is she has so many degrees that she, you know, it's only the PhDs in economics that don't understand this stuff about, you know, how important it is we use our energy resources. It's caused a total renaissance. I just got back from Ohio. Ohio is now booming today because they are the center of the natural gas revolution with the Marcellus Shale there. And, of course, in Texas, we have Midland, Texas, and the, you know, amazing amount of oil that's coming out of that. Great state, and it's just that's the Permian Basin there, and you should be doing it in California. We should be doing it all over the country and producing. And by the way, we're doing it in a very environmentally sensitive way. In fact, as we produce more natural gas, did you know this? Our carbon emissions are going down.
Exactly. No, I was aware of this. This is the thing. You know, I've said the dynamic tension of the two arguments is important. It's good to have both discussions in there, but because of the environmentalists and what they did, they really pushed the oil producers, you know, into coming up with fracking and coming up with safer ways in which to extract oil. So this has been a positive deliberation of the dynamic tension of the two sides. But we need to continue to move in a progressive manner, right?
Now they won't let us build the infrastructure we need for things like the pipelines, the LNG terminals. You know, we should be able to get this oil and gas all over the country, let alone all over the world. And yet now they're blocking the pipelines, which is, by the way, by far the most environmentally friendly way to transport gas gas and oil is through pipelines, but they
we don't want to put them on rails.
It's really ridiculous. I mean, that's actually much more unsafe. And so, you know, my point is, look, we all care about clean air, clean water. We all want to do something to make sure we our climate, you know, does not change in a dramatic way. But we could do that in a way that doesn't shut down our economy. And the Green New Deal would literally shut down our economy.
Mm-hmm. And to me, that just seems to be such an academic consideration, Steve, but because of ideology, and this is the problem that we have in our country right now, you get people that are so fixed in their ideology, you know, nobody's meeting in the middle to have a reasonable conversation. I say nobody, that's not totally true. There are some people that are reasonable meeting in the middle having the discussion, and they're frustrated at the two other sides, the two other groups that are, you know, ideologically fixed. It's frustrating. It's holding back our progress, and what we could do with a little bit of... Steve, you imagine, I was just talking to somebody else, you imagine if we had just any kind of bit of cooperation right now at 3.2 GDP, I think we'd be looking at 4, maybe on our way to 5 right now if we had just a little bit of cooperation.
Well, that's so true. And, you know, energy is the master resource, right? Everything that we have is derivative of energy. The microphone you're talking into, the telephone, the cell phone I'm talking into, the computer I'm tapping on, the lunch that I ate today, all of that, you can't have that without energy. And we are so blessed in this country with cheap, abundant, and clean energy, and we're not using it. And it's just tomfoolery. I mean, you know, the AOC and some of these other candidates like Joe Biden, they want 100% renewable energy. I mean, can you imagine trying to power a $20 trillion industrial economy that makes steel and manufactured products and autos and technology with windmills? I mean, the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
And the unfortunate part of that is when they say things like that, it stops the discussion because it says that you're not in the realm of reality. That's the downside of their argument. But it's the result of, 24, 25 candidates running for president. And so, they're like Oprah Winfrey on steroids. I mean, everybody's getting a car, free tuition. We're taking care of every illegal that comes into the country. What else can we give in order to get their vote, right?
Yeah, it's very sad because the cleanest forms of energy, obviously, are natural gas, which is a super clean form of energy, and of course nuclear power. They don't want to build any nuclear power plants either, you know. So it's an unfortunate thing, but it's not going to be too bad. We just won't be able. According to AOC's plan, we won't have airplanes, we won't have cars, we won't have energy development, but you know we'll have a cleaner environment according to her. By the way, that's not even not true. When you have poverty, energy poverty leads to worse environment, not a better environment.
So, exactly.
You know, they will actually lead to more poverty and a dirtier environment. Look at the countries that are poor around the world. They don't have clean air and clean water.
Right. Exactly. No, this is what I mean. The argument is so empirical. If you have any kind of basic understanding, you don't have to be a genius about it. But when you get emotional and you're talking ideologically, you go to these kind of silly things. But look at, this week we're going to hear from, 20 of the 25 candidates.
Yep.
And they're going to be upping the ante. They keep pushing each other further and further to the left that I guess the whole wing is going to fall off the plane here eventually.
Well, I think the American people are, intelligent enough to understand that, you know, we cannot shut down American energy, that it's been a huge boon to us. It keeps us safe. I mean, why would we want to be, the people who are most in favor of the Green Revolution in the United States are the Russians and the Chinese and the Arabs and all these other countries who don't want us to produce energy because they want
of
us
course.
To be dependent on them.
Exactly.
I wonder if AOC is, or Green New Deal is getting money from the Iranians and the Iraqis and the Saudis and the Russians and the other countries. You know, they'd love to see shale oil and gas go away.
Well, of course. Well, God only knows. We may find that out down the road. You know, it never fails.
Yeah, let's find out where does the Sierra Club get its money? Where does the Environmental Defense Fund? Who's funding these groups? I mean, it's interesting because a lot of the people who are funding them are people who made major, billions of dollars investment in wind and solar power, so they want the competition to go away through government regulation. But the good news is Trump is, actually reversing a lot of these regulations, and so we're becoming more and more energy independent every day. And I live in Virginia. We're a coal state. You know, coal is making a comeback, and we have clean coal. We have the cleanest coal in the world. Meanwhile, they want to shut down coal plants in the United States in places like Virginia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Every time we shut down a coal plant here, China and India and Vietnam build 10 coal plants. How does that solve the climate change problem?
Exactly. Without mining, there's no green revolution, Steve Moore says. Steve, where can they go for more information?
Go to heritage.org, and Bill, always appreciate the opportunity to come on your show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how